Listening to 103.3 FM WXOJLP in Northampton. Evening, everyone. Welcome to the program. You're listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio. Tonight, we'll be looking at Curtis Mayfield. He was the singer, guitarist, and songwriter for The Impressions. He also led an illustrious solo career beginning in 1970, during which time he incorporated some beautiful, intelligent, and at times humorous social commentary into his music. He may be best known for scoring the 1972 film Superfly. We'll try and cover that and all much more this hour. Thank you all for tuning in.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bitter End is proud to present Curtis Mayfield.
Like the brother. don't need no music, 'cause we got tumba. We don't need no music, we got conga. We don't need no music, we got tumba. We don't need no music, we got soul. We don't need no music, we got soul.
Curtis Mayfield live at the Bitter End in New York City. We'll hear more from that show later on in the evening. Welcome to the program. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we're spending this hour on Curtis Mayfield. Mayfield was born on June 3rd, 1942 in Chicago, Illinois. He began singing in Chicago church choirs at a young age, where he met Jerry Butler. In 1957, him and Butler joined Tennessee natives Sam Gooden, Richard Brooks, and Arthur Brooks to form the Roosters. By the next year, they had changed their name from the Roosters to Jerry Butler and the Impressions, in what today would be considered kind of a good PR decision. The group signed with VJ Records and released a couple successful singles, For Your Precious Love and Come Back, My Love. Not long after, Jerry Butler left the group to pursue a solo career. Mayfield joined him as singer and songwriter, but still remained with the Impressions, who inked a new deal with Paramount in 1961. He was now the main songwriter, guitarist, and singer for The Impressions, and it was Mayfield's song Gypsy Woman that would give the group the biggest hit to that date.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman, she was a gypsy woman,
yeah. She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear.
I love you, gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her, I love her. gypsy woman. She wants a gypsy woman. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride, and I'm moving on aside and keep on pushing.
The Impressions with Gypsy Woman and 1964's Keep On Pushing. Mayfield reflected on that song during a 1993 interview with NPR's Fresh Air. As he said during the interview, quote, "While I have written a few gospel songs, I call them more inspirational songs. Songs such as People Get Ready and Keep On Pushing. Keep On Pushing actually was written as a gospel song. However, I found all I had to do was change one word, and it was pop for us. Instead of God gave me my strength, I said I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing," end quote. The other song he mentions during that interview was People Get Ready, which became an anthem for the civil rights movement. The song was inspired by Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington, and as Mayfield says, was a song of great faith.
The train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers honing. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan. Picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and boom. There's hope for all among us loved the most.
with a hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind.
Just to save his own.
Believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
People Get Ready by The Impressions, 1965. Mayfield continued his work with The Impressions throughout the 1960s, penning such songs as We're a Winner, Woman's Got Soul, Check Out Your Mind, and I Loved and Lost, among many, many others. In 1970, he left The Impressions to embark on a solo career, although he continued to write and produce for the group for a few years after that. Having founded a record label, Curtum Records, with Eddie Thomas in 1968, he was free to release his own material. His keen insight and social commentary continued in his writing, and he released the appropriately titled Curtis in 1970.
We people who are darker than blue, are we gonna stand around this town and let what others say come true? We're just good for nothing, they all figure, a boyish grown-up shiftless jigger. Now we can't hardly stand for that, or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue, this ain't no time for segregating. I'm talking about brown and yellow too. Hi yellow girl, can you tell? You're just the surface of our dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you know your color is same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory, I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. That's why I'm here to say, keep peace with me and I with you. Let me love in my own way. It's even better yet. But there's the joker in the street, loving one brother and killing the other. When the time comes and we are really free, there'll be no brothers left, you see. We people who are darker than blue, don't let us hang around this town and let whatever say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boy's grown up shiftless jigger. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? Pardon me, brother. While you stand in your glory, I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Pardon me, brother. I know we've come a long, long way, but let us not be so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day.
My phone.
Curtis Mayfield with 1971's Now You're Gone, and of course before that 1970's We the People, Who Are Darker Than Blue. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio. We join you every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. and feature a solo musician during that hour. If you want to learn more, we're online at connectingthenotes.com. This hour we are spotlighting Curtis Mayfield, and I think one of the most impressive things about this gentleman is that he wrote all his own material, which wasn't very common among soul musicians of the time. Most of what you hear from the Impressions is written by Mayfield. Lots of the Jerry Butler catalog was written by Mayfield. And in addition to that, he wrote and produced for Mavis Staples, the Staples Singers, Baby Huey and the Babysitters, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and even the soundtrack Sparkle with Aretha Franklin. One of the things he's best known for is scoring the 1973 blaxploitation film Superfly. What was interesting about this record is that his lyrics strongly counter what was coming across on the screen. He actually criticizes characters in the film instead of glamorizing what he sees. He serves as kind of a voice for the harsh realities of the drug dealing and the life in the ghetto that the movie portrays. So here are a few songs from that soundtrack, as well as some interview clips with Mayfield. If you'd like to call us during the music, feel free. The number here is 413-585-1033.
Through the script and his character, but being the first movie score introduced to me really had me in a mode for wanting to be involved. I'd worn a lot of hats, but this was the first time to be taken in as someone that might write a movie score. For film, I usually would follow a script, and the script and its contents and all the characters and what the story was about would basically furnish me with ideas and depth to get actually into the happenings of that particular movie for scoring. However, when you're writing just in general, you use the society and the happenings about yourself, your observances, that becomes your script. And the feelings of yourself as well as other people are. Everything I write about doesn't necessarily happen to me, but in observing and being sensitive, you can take on the contents and characters of just people in general.
I'm your mother, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the alley. I'm your doctor when in need, want some coke, have some weed. You know me, I'm your friend, your main boy, thick and thin. I'm your pusher man. I'm your pusher man.
just in the bed. I'm your pusher man. I'm your pusher man. I'm your pusher man. Silent life of crime. A man of odd circumstance. Stop. And I'll let you trip for a while. Insecure from the past. How long can a good thing last? Ooh. Got to be mellow, y'all. Gotta get mellow now. Push a man, get mellow, y'all.
To me, everything's changed, but ain't nothing changed too much. We all will carry a certain amount of prejudice, and probably a certain amount of prejudice is okay, but it's only when one becomes biased and have hate in their heart and won't allow themselves to relate or sit down in the table and converse does it look bad for us all.
I've met many people over the years, and in my opinion, I have found that people are the same everywhere. They have the same fears, shed similar tears, dying so many years. The oppressed seem to have suffered the most in every continent, coast to coast. Now our lives are in the hands of the pusher man. We break it all down in hopes that you might understand how to protect yourself. Don't make no profit for the man. I'm so glad I've got my own. So glad that I can see. My life's a natural high. The man can't put no thing on me. I'm so glad I've got my own. So glad that I can see. My life's a natural high. The man can't put no thing on me. You're something kind of
There were many songs that may have created some controversy, but I felt within my heart that it was the right things to say. And I suppose I was somewhat arrogant about many songs. But if I liked it and I felt it deep in my heart, it didn't matter whether it sold or not. I was with it.
That was love in this man. I'm sure all would agree.
that his misery was this woman and things. Now Freddy's dead. That's what I say. Everybody's misused him, ripped him off and abused him. Another junkie plan, pushing dope for the man. A terrible blow, but that's how it goes. A Freddy's on the corner now. If you wanna be a junkie, wow. Remember Freddy's dead. We're all built up with progress, but sometimes I must confess, we can deal with rockets and dreams, but reality, what does it mean? Ain't nothing said, 'cause Freddy's dead.
Curtis Mayfield continued writing, recording, and performing throughout the 70s, although never gaining the same acclaim he received in the early part of the decade. On August 13, 1990, just before Mayfield took the stage at Wingate Field in Brooklyn, a lighting rig that was knocked loose landed on Mayfield, paralyzing him from the neck down. He would remain quadriplegic for the rest of his life. He seemed to keep his positive attitude even after the accident. He even recorded an album in 1997, which he painstakingly recorded each song by singing each song one line at a time while lying on his back on a table. As he told the New York Times writer Peter Applebone in 1994, quote, "Life is still worth living to me. I'm fortunate to be here and have my mind intact and to be able to see many waves of love, waves of prayers from people I don't even know. They want me to be the same respectful person that I always was, and I think I'm handling that as best I can. So it hasn't been the best, but of course, it could be far worse."
Stay a believer. I plan to stay a believer. I met a friend of mine the other day. He said he couldn't stay because the world was gonna end at the end of May. We're made and passed, and everybody's still sitting here on the ass with some talk, they're now waiting for the judgment day. But why wait? Why don't you look around? Haven't you found that the judgment day is already in play for the black? And now come time for the old fade. And I plan to stay a believer. I got an Indian friend who says he's some kin to another Indian. He says he's filled with hate because his tribe, they waited too late to protest the past. Instead, they just sat there on their ass, signing on the dotted line when they didn't have Indian lawyers at that time. And it wouldn't take long to save the ghetto child. If we'd get off our ass, $10 a man yearly, think a while. 20 million times 10 would surely then put our brothers free. One congregation with better relations would demand more respect from society. Just something to put on your mind. In your way, no more tears do we cry, and we have finally dried our eyes. We're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up now. We're moving on up. We're living proof and all's alert that we're two from the good black earth, and we're a winner, and everybody knows it too. We just keep on pushing like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from. We're all moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up now, moving on up. Moving on up.
'cause we're a winner, and everybody knows it too. We just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from. We're just gonna move on, moving on. Lord have mercy, we're moving on. We're moving on. You know, you may remember reading in your Jet Johnson publications, a whole lot of stations didn't want to play that particular recording. We're a winner. Can you imagine such a thing? Well, I would say the way I'm sure most of you would say, we don't give a damn, we're a winner anyway. Right on? Yeah, I got a little strength out there tonight. Putting fire under us. Out of sight. It's all right now. We have just another version that we'd like to lay to you about here. Believing very strongly in the equality and freedom for all, and especially we people who are darker than blue. We'd like to just lay another version to you, trying not to offend anyone, but basically telling it like it is. We're a winner, and never let anybody say, boy, you can't make it, 'cause a feeble mind is in your way. No more tears do we cry, the black boy done dried his eyes. And we're moving on, moving on. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up now, moving on. There'll be no more Uncle Tom, at last that blessed day has come. And we're a winner, and everybody knows it too. We just keep on pushing, like Martin Luther told you to. And I don't mind leaving here to show the world we have no fear, 'cause we're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, we're moving on up. So people get ready, I've got good news for you. How we got over, like we're all supposed to do. Let us all say amen, and together we'll clap our hands, 'cause we're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up now, moving on up. Continue to be a winner, all of you.
Curtis Mayfield passed away on December 26, 1999. He was 57 years old and survived by his wife and 11 children. A Grammy Lifetime Achievement recipient, he has been memorialized, covered, sampled, and cited as an enormous influence by musicians from all generations. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Please stay tuned for Poison Ivy of the Mind.
I'll just hope they will be mentioning Curtis Mayfield. It will only mean that my music has still been instilled through generation after generation. Doesn't matter what they say, so as long as they say it. Many of my goals have been achieved. Knowing from where I come from, I come out of high school first year. I was on the road at 15, 16 years old. Played the Apollo. I've been a producer. I've been involved with movie scores. And I always appreciated even being that solid writer for other people, to see them happen and to find that I could write hits for them as well. So I would say, whatever your creativities or whatever you're doing in life, hopefully they're positive. Keep a strong mind. Always be yourself. And just continue with the struggle of pushing and achieving your goals.